Shalom, this is Billy Brim and the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast coming to you today from my home near Prayer Mountain in the Ozarks. And today we're going to talk about the glory of the Lord. We see it all in the Bible. And of course it starts right in the very beginning. I'm just going to read one biblical account. This was when Moses went up the mount. And Moses went up into the mount, and a cloud covered the mount. And the glory of the Lord abode upon Mount Sinai, and the cloud covered it 6 days. And the seventh day he called unto Moses out of the midst of the cloud. And the sight of the glory of the Lord was like devouring fire on the top of the mount in the eyes of the children of Israel. And Moses went into the midst of the cloud and got himself up into the mount. And Moses was in the mount 40 days and 40 nights. In studying the glory of the Lord, the glory of the Lord that we read about here is the presence of the Lord manifested. You can see it. Mm-hmm. Like a cloud, mm-hmm. Like a fire, like a smoke. Now, we talked yesterday about Brother Tommy Welchel, who's going to be with us on third Sunday, and I imagine he's going to stay with us all the week, isn't he, at our autumn assembly.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
And Jared has just finished reading the book, They Told Me Their Stories. Now, yesterday he just piped in here really quickly at the end and said, that's the thing these old-timers who were telling their stories to the then-young Tommy Welchel. They were old-timers from Azusa Street. And he got their stories. They decided to live in a place called Pisgah, which has a church and a ministry and had houses on the place. And so they all lived near to each other. And two of these elderly ladies had rescued him when he'd been running from God and was on the streets of Los Angeles. And he went to Pisgah, and there he had the good sense to sit at their feet and hear their stories. And Jared, tell what you said yesterday about what they miss most.
Yeah, as Mimi said, I just finished the book. And every chapter is basically a different account of each person's experience, and they experienced so many things. You guys should read the book, but you can imagine. But they said what they missed the most was the Shekinah glory, and they said, there's times where it's usually when it was seen, it was about a foot thick. They couldn't see their own feet when they looked down, and at different some would play in it in the back. Hide and go seek, it was so thick.
They said the little kids.
They said when they would lay down, they could lay down in it and breathe. They said it was like breathing pure oxygen. And and every one of the persons who was involved with at Azusa, they said, they missed that the most.
They missed seeing that glory.
And they wanted to. That was the one thing they missed the most.
Mm-hmm.
And another thing that when there was at times when there's the fire would be seen coming from heaven, and there would be mm-hmm. fire that would be coming from the church as well. They could see it from blocks away. They said at those times the miracles were amped up, really powerful, from like arms coming out, limbs regrowing, things like that. And they said the glory would fill the room completely. But they said on average it was about a foot thick.
Hannah went over to Rhema when J.C. Hash was preaching over there. Did you? Oh, were you the one that told me that?
Yeah.
Oh, I thought it was Hannah. Go ahead.
When he was talking, he came to Northwest Arkansas, and he...
It wasn't Rhema. Okay,
yeah.
Go ahead.
He had told us one camp meeting, uh-huh. He had told that story again, but I just recently saw him at a church in Northwest Arkansas, and he talked about how he was preaching. He said, I wasn't even preaching on the fire, but I was preaching on healing and miracles. And he said, while I was preaching on healing and miracles... a smoke appeared, and people saw fire up in the rafters of the church, real fire, so much so that the fire department got called, and they saw the real fire. So they go up in the rafters. He said, I'm still preaching. I don't know how. They go up in the rafters, and it was in the newspaper. They put it in the newspaper. This church was on fire, but wasn't on fire. And he said, I tell the Lord, I'm ready for it to happen.
And the Lord told him, start teaching that again.
He said, start telling it again.
Uh-huh. That's because God's going to manifest these things. Mm-hmm. Now, Brenda, you met a man, or you came in contact with a man, an elderly man. He's still alive, is that right? Could you tell us about him?
We have prayer every Sunday afternoon. And one Sunday, if mom is not at a meeting, I'll lead prayer. And we have a lady from France there. Her name's Francine. And she was in Paris during World War II when...
the Germans occupied it. She was a child.
She was 9 years old. And so, but anyway, she's an end time handmaiden. She really carries an anointing on her. And she has a lot of information. And so, anyway, we started talking or praying about, the warehouse and, arms and legs and things like
seems like yeah that Gary Wood saw it, a lot of people saw when they went to heaven, they saw a place of the spare parts.
And so she comes up to us and she carries this prophecy with her, and she says there's an old gentleman, and he's actually Welsh, and he lives in England, I believe. He may live in Wales, but she said that in 1930s there was a prophecy and from a young man. And she said that Arthur at that time, I believe, I could be mixed up on this fact, but he was told at one time that he would not leave, he would not go to heaven until he saw this prophecy I'm getting ready to tell you.
It was sealed for a while as well, wasn't it?
Yeah, he kept it in his pocket. And the Lord, I think it was 2 years ago, maybe three, that the Lord said, now it's time to get this back out.
His name is Arthur Burt. B-U-R-T.
Yes. So I'm going to kind of read this.
Do you have the book, No Ebb?
You can get that off the internet. You can download this book.
Okay.
And then on a certain page comes the prophecy.
Okay.
And then his work begins. He says, I was expelled from the Church of England in 1934 for embracing the Pentecostal revelation, the baptism of the Spirit, speaking with other tongues. Right after that, a prophecy came. I remember it as if it were last night. I walked over to a piano and looked at the open Bible. It was open there at this word, quote, for the vision is yet for an appointed time, but at the end it shall speak and not lie. Though it tarry, wait for it, because it will surely come. End of quote. At the meeting there that night, not a Church of England meeting, but a Pentecostal meeting, the Spirit of God fell upon a young man, and he prophesied. I think it's only about the only prophecy I can remember word for word in my entire life. It's like a scar inside of me. And so this is the word. It shall come as a breath, and the breath shall bring the wind, and the wind shall bring the rain, and there shall be floods and floods and floods, and torrents and torrents and torrents. Souls shall be saved like falling leaves from mighty oaks swept by a hurricane. Arms and legs shall come down from heaven, and there shall be no ebb. End of quote. I remember that. Quote, souls shall be saved like falling leaves from mighty oaks swept by a hurricane. There was another part about, quote, the rich and the poor embracing each other in the streets of New York. End of quote. But the final thing was, and there shall be no ebb, no ebb.
No ebb, no ebb, E-B-B, ebb. Yeah.
He talks about in his book how
no fading away, no going out.
Like a tide.
Mm-hmm.
He talks about in his book how there's been many flows, and he's seen them. He's like
he's old enough to have seen them.
You know, you say you're a witness,
mm-hmm.
and that, well, that's what he is.
Mm-hmm.
He's a witness. But and there was always an ebb to mm-hmm. those moves. But this time the Lord said through this young man that that won't happen on this end time move.
No, it will grow
yeah.
greater and greater and greater and greater mm-hmm. until we are that glorious yeah. church that Tommy Hicks saw and that Brother Hagin saw and that many people have seen. I don't just believe everybody coming down the road calling themselves a prophet. But seasoned prophets and proven prophets. And we're just about there now. Did he say, Brenda, where did you get that part that he said it was time for him to read this again? Take this out.
It seems like I read it from another man another ministry
So it was time to take it out now.
Yeah.
And he's an elderly gentleman now.
Mm-hmm. He's like 102.
Oh, he is.
Yeah, but the Lord told him that he would live long enough to see it. But he's up there now. So that means that we're not too far away. That's good news.
Another sign.
That's why, yeah, right.
There are many signs, praise the Lord, that we are there, that we have come there. It's such a blessing to be a part
of
this generation.
And I believe he still travels. He's a traveling
minister. I think I did hear that too. Mm-hmm. So, Lord, I'm just asking you to let me meet this brother Arthur Burt. Mm-hmm. But you can go online and get the book.
Yeah, you can download the book, and then also I have that prophecy, that part I read to you, on our prayer summaries on our website.
At BillyBrim.org.
Mm-hmm.
So it's on the prayer summaries? They can just
click
on
March 2013.
March 2013. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you can read that. No, Ebb, I believe that. And so we're going to do our part, and our part is prayer.
I do, and I especially love this word because the Holy Spirit, you know, he shall come as a breath, and then the breath shall bring the wind, and then the wind shall bring the rain. You know, it's almost like the creation.
Yes.
You see the Creator and the Holy Spirit who hovered at the Word.
Over the word. Yes.
I mean, you see that in this word.
There shall be floods and floods and floods and torrents and torrents and torrents. The New Testament says in James, it will be the former and the latter rain together. Anything they ever had in the book of Acts, anything they ever had at Azusa Street, all together, anything God ever did, Old Testament and New, all happening at the same time.
Yes.
And we're that generation.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Souls shall be saved. Arms and legs shall come down from heaven. Mm-hmm. That's from that warehouse. Mm-hmm. Bless the Lord. And so I shall be looking to see you if we're in the Tulsa area. I shall be looking to see you this weekend. And Sunday night, of course, over at Victory with the Dohertys. And then we do trust you can be with us at the Autumn Assembly, Hilton Hotel, Branson, Missouri.
Who's going to be there, Mimi?
The Copelands are going to be there. Lynn Hammond is going to be there. Yes, you'll be leading the worship, Kylie. But a lot of folks God uses. A lot of special people. Like, I'm sure he'll use Brother Welchel. I'm sure he'll use Brother Wiseman and others that come. And we trust the Holy Ghost to come. Chip will be there. Chip Brim will be ministering.
If you're a young person, so important. Young people come.
Oh, we have a lot of young people come. And Jared, last year, the Holy Ghost got on you. Oh, my goodness. But he said that when the Holy Spirit got on him that way, he knew it was because every person there was praying corporately.
Yes.
There are things God can do in corporate prayer that he can do in no other way. We expect great things, God to do great things through us in that meeting. Won't you please come and bring your supply of the Spirit? You can register online. You don't have to. But we have some gifts waiting for you and a name tag. We like to get to know each other. So just call us at 1-800-972-3447 for details or go online for BillyBrim.org. And I'm saying today, Shabbat Shalom. Find a good church and go to it.